21. The bubble, the straw, and the shoe. Listen and enjoy this story.
Once upon a time, there lived a bubble, a straw, and a shoe. One day, they went into the forest. They came to a river. They did not know how to cross it. The shoe said, "Bubble, let us float on you."
Page 22. No shoe, let straw stretch himself from one bank to the other. Then we can cross the river. So, the straw stretched himself from one bank to the other. When the shoe jumped on the straw, it broke. The shoe fell into the water with a loud splash. The bubble shook and shook with laughter and burst with a big bang. By Alexei Tolstoy.
New words learned from the story. Bank.
Bubble.
Burst.
Cross.
River.
Shoes.
Splash. Let's read.
I can blow bubbles.
I can wear shoes.
Page 23. Reading is fun.
Name the three friends.
Where did they go one day?
What did they want to do?
Let's talk.
How do you make bubbles?
What do you wear on your feet?
How would you cross a river?
Let's share. Put these doing words into the sentences. Let's share.
Put these doing words into the sentences.
Jumped.
Shook.
Stretched.
Burst.
The straw dash blank himself from one bank to the other.
The shoe dash blank on the straw.
The bubble dash blank and dash blank with laughter and dash blank with a big bang.
Let's draw. Trace the journey of a tadpole. Here you can see picture of a puddle, a pond, a lake and a river. The tadpole is jumping from the puddle. Connect the dots to make the tadpole reach its final stage so that he can say, "I am a frog now."
Page 24.
Draw the bubbles. Trace and say the letters aloud. Here, you can see a picture of a boy blowing bubbles from soap water.
And now, here in a green circle, you can see a picture of a small letter A.
And then, in a blue bubble, you can see the letter C. Can you? Now connect the dots to make the letter.
And in a purple circle, you can see a small letter B. Connect the dots to write B.
In another green big circle, you can see the small letter F. Can you? Now connect the dots and write the letter.
In a small blue circle, you can see small letter E. Connect the dots to write E.
In another green circle, you can see the small letter D. Connect the dots to write the letter.
In the same way, in a yellow circle, you can see small letter H. Connect the dots to complete H.
In an orange circle, you can see small letter G. Connect the dots to write the letter.
Now it's turn for I. Connect the dots to complete I.
In a purple circle, you can see small letter J. You can see it right. Now connect the dots to write the letter.
Now let's sing.
Hop a little, jump a little, 1, 2, 3. Run a little, skip a little, tap one knee. Bend a little, stretch a little, nod your head. Yawn a little, sleep a little, in your bed.
Page 25. Match the balls with their numbers. Now trace the numbers.
On the left side, you can see 7 balls and then 8 balls. Then there is 9 balls and 10 balls.
And on the right side, you can see some dotted lines. Now connect the dots to complete numbers 8, 10, 7, 9.
Think time. Look at these objects. Put them into a tub of water. Say which one will float and which one will sink.
Like ribbon,
feather,
marble,
leaf,
stone,
stick,
paper,
straw,
shoes,
spoon.
Page 26. Learn to write. Draw the will, color it, and say the rhyme aloud.
Here you can see picture of a well with a rope hanging out and a bell hanging on the rope. The bell is already colored for you. All you have to do is connect the dots and color the picture. Now, sing.
A bell fell in the well. Ding dong, bell.